You're on Daf Hey Omid Beis, the top of the Omid. We had learned yesterday that Shmuel said Pshat in our Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says Mudrani Mimcha Shani Oicha Loch Osa, and Shmuel had said that it is only Osa if he was Moisev Shani Oicha Loch. But Midrani Mimcha alone is not Osir, because Midrani Mimcha is Yodayim She'ena Mechiches. And we mentioned yesterday, we have a Machlekes Daran and the Rambam, why is Midrani Mimcha Yodayim She'ena Mechiches? Daran learns because the Midrani is unclear. I don't know exactly what he wants to ask, if he wants to ask a chila, if he wants to ask a dibur. So since the iser is unclear, so he's not osa period. If you hold your daim, sheni mechiches loy havi your daim. So it would only be osa if he's meisev shani oicholoch. Then we know clear that the mudrani is to ask a chila. The Shittas HaRambam is, in such a case we mentioned, if I would not know what he wants to answer, but I know he wants to make a neder, so then that would be considered Yadayim Mechiches. Now the Rambam Shita is, the Mashmois of Midrani is that I will not speak with you. But I can put into the Lashon of Midrani that it means achila also, but that's called eina mechiches. And Shmuel holds yadayim she mechiches lo havi yadayim. So therefore, we only cheshben with this mashmois only if he was meisiv shani yoichaloch. Zakti Gemara leima kasava Shmuel. So should we say that Shmuel holds yadayim she ein mechiches lo havi yadayim? That he holds Yadayim Sheni Mechiches does not have a Teiris Yad. So the Gemara says, in, yes, Shmuel Muki Lo Masnisen Kerab Yehude, Shmuel Zetzes Ein Ar Mishne like Rab Yehude, the Omar Yadayim Sheni Mechiches Loi Havin Yadayim. Shmuel Zetzes Ein the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Yadayim Shem Mechiches Lo Havi Yadayim. This not, we learned in our Mishnah, Gufay shall get. What is the Iker of the get? What has to be written in the get? Harei At Muteres L'Chol Odom. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dein dihevi l'chi minoi sefer teruchin v'igeres shvukim. There has to be written more in the get. And the get that has to be written, that this get will be a sefer teruchim, a sefer gerishin, minoi, from me. I'm going to be megarish you with this get. And that is an essential nusach in the get. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, because Rabbi Yehuda holds yadayim she'inei mechiches loy havin yadayim. So since it is not muchach from the loshen haget that he intends to get her with this get. Let us just explain a little bit. We'll see later in the sugya. In Ebenezer it says, Bishas, the husband, gives over the get to his wife. He says, Arei ze gitoch. This should be your get. V'reyat mugureshes, there's a longer loss, and I just want to say what theoretically you would have to say. V'rei at megureshes u'moteres l'chalodem. So this nusach the husband has to say when he gives her the get. But let me be myself, and Shulchan Aruch says he has to say more, because it seems we paskal like Rabbi Yehuda. V'rei at megureshes boy mimeni. He's saying two nekudas, that you're going to be mugurish with the get from me. I'm being megarish you. Now just let's just explain this a little bit. And we write this, Rav Yehuda says, so this has to be said, Bishasi gives over the get. Ariat Mugurash is boy, you're Mugurish with this get from me. And also this has to be written in the get. And the get that has to say, Vidain, this get, Lahavi Lachimi Noi, Sefer Tiruchim. This get will be from me a Sefer Tiruchim. Now, let's just explain what is the Shaila over here. What could we think differently? So the Rashba says later, we could think as follows. He said, Areyat Megoresh is a Muteris Lachalodo. Maybe he wants to be Megarisha with the Dibbo. Areyat Megoresh is a Muteris Lachalodo. He's giving her a get. This is Araya on the Geirish. But not that I'm Megarisha with the get. I'm Megarisha with the Dibbo. And the get is Araya. So therefore, he has to say, Areyat Megoresh is boy. Your Geirishin will be with this get. That's your side number one. We write this in the get also. V'dein, this get, Evelachimi Noi Sefer Teruchim. This get is going to be not a Dibbo. The get is going to be a Sefer Teruchim. Number one. Now there's another Shaila. Who says he wants to be Megarish her from himself? What does that mean? He's the husband. But he has no intentions of being Megarisha. You know, Beryl made me a shliach to give you a get. I'm giving for Beryl. Who says not? It's modern. So the modern people in the world also. If I married you and I decided to give a get, there's also something modern over here. So therefore, we have to say, and to write in the get, he says, "V'reiat megaresh is boy mimeni." No, I'm the megaresh, and in the get it also says the same thing. In the get it has to be written, "V'dein tehevi lechi sefer te v'dein tehevi lechi minoi." This get will be from me, sefer teruchem. Al koponim, the Gemara now is saying that this shaila. Do we have to be explicit in the get and say that I'm the Megarish and the Gerish is with this get? Or is it not necessary to be explicit? So the Gemara is Taylor in the Shaila of Yodayim She'ein Mechichis Havin Yodayim Eloi Havin Yodayim. That means what's in the Din Yodis? In the Din Yodis, which we say that our Mitzvahs Dibur is sufficient. Does that mitzvah's dibur have to be a yichochi gemura? Does it have to point blankly, this is what I mean? Or a ktasa yichochi is also sufficient? Now let us see the Ram. Zuk the Ram. Leima kasova Shmuel. Should we say Shmuel holds yadayim shemechichis lehavi yadayim? And yes, Shmuel mukilo lamas nisin krab yude. Kleima. In Vadai, Hochi Svirelei. That was the terrace on the first Kasha. Hochi, that's what Shmuel holds. The Muki Lamas Nisni, that's the sign of the Stam Mishnah. Kerab Yehuda, because he holds, Taki Yadayim Shen Mechiches Lehavi Yadayim. Gufei shall get Hared Muteres Lecholoda. V'lei Tzorich Lemichta V'dei. It's not necessary to write in the get that the Gerishin will be with this Sefer. The Beloi V'dein Mashmed Baha'i Gita Megarish Lo, the Yehudaka Megarish Lo, the Yodayin Shein Mechiches Havin Yodayin. It's sufficient. You don't have to, it doesn't have to show. Yadayim Shein Mechichas is also a yad. So since either there's a Ktasai Choche that we assume that he's Megarish with the get, or maybe according to the Rambam, you don't need a Choche, but we could say he's Megarish with the get and he's the Megarish. So that's sufficient. Rabbi Yudayim Avedayim. Dilei kosa v'dein, havi yadayim shein mechichas. The dulma b'dibura megarish lo. Maybe he's megarish over the dibo, kidele kamol. Umi domrin en leima kasova shmul. Mashme v'adai, disvira leila shmul gufi hochi. The Gemara has the shmul ho. Now, shmul said pshat in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is asking the shmul ho yadayim shein mechichas lo havi yadayim. The lav lefrushe masnisin bulchudosa. So it seems from the Gemara, not only Shmuel is saying pshat in our Mishnah, but Shmuel personally also holds yadayim shen mechiches lehav yadayim. V'chiteime imkein. So let's learn a little further in order to understand the Ran's kasha. Amai dochik Shmuel lukmi masnisen kerabiyud. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why did Shmuel say that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehud, who's Adas Yochid, Rabbi Yehud and the Rabbonon is a machlekes Yochid the Rabbi? Lukmi kerabono, let him set sign the Mishnah like the Rabbonon, afogav den yedayim mechiches. Let's say our mission goes according to the Rabbonon. And Mudrani Mimcha Lonu Biyosa. Omar Rove Masnisen Kashise. Shmuel had a kasha on the Mishnah. Amai Toni Shani Oichel Loch. Shani Toyim Loch. Listeni Shani Oichel Shani Toyim Shmamino. Now we'll see in the Ran exactly what the Rai is from this Loch. Now let's go back to the Ran. The Ran says that the Gemara means to say not only is Shmuel zetzing ein the Mishneh kerab Yehuda, the Shmuel personally holds yadayim shein mechiches loy havi yadayim. V'chiteime, so the Ran asks, im kein heichi makshine v'amai dochik Shmuel mukilo masnisen kerab Yehuda. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Why Shmuel sets his eye in the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Name it the Mishum Dachi Svirulei. Fakir, the Loche he holds like that. He holds Yedayim Shem Echiches Lehavi Yedayim. See, what's the Zetzayin? That's the Mishnah, Ka'a Loche. So therefore, that's why he sets his eye in the Mishnah. What's the kasha? Lav Kushi. So the answer is that's no kasha. The ilav the dayik Shmuel mimasnisen da osi ki Rabbi Yehuda. If Shmuel would not have a dik from the Mishnah that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, loishovik rabbonon vovik Rabbi Yehuda seguf akasha. How it is a machlokes tanoim yochid v'rab. How could you paskin like Adas Yochid? So fakel. So we have to say that from the Mishnah, Shmuel saw that the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so we have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he passed that Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, where did Shmuel see this in the Mishnah? The Gemara says he saw it from the law. About Koponim, Shmuel personally holds Yadayim Shemechiches Lehavi Yadayim. Bochinami Muchach Pekam Dikdushin de Shmuel Gufe Hochi Svirelei. That Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechiches Lehavi Yadayim. Domrinin Hosam. Ha'oim ha'le'isha, ha'rei at mikudeshes, ha'rei at mi'ureses, ha'rei zu mikudeshes. V'chein b'geirishin, ha'rei at mugureshes, ha'rei at mu'ureses, b'teres l'cholodom, ha'rei zu mikudeshes. Now, before we go further, we have to understand this lotion of ha'rei at mikudeshes is not a clear lotion. That means he's explaining when he gives out the Kesef Kedushin, the Kesef Kedushin should make you an Eishes Ish. But he did not explain to who. Now, it could very well be that someone made a Mashliach to be Mekadish for him. So, in the Lashon, Harei At Mekodeshes, we are still hanging in the Lufthin. I mean, I'm Uranacious Ish too. We'll find that, I'll tell you later. But Al Kaponim, this should be a Lashon Kedushin, if this is sufficient. Harei At Mekodeshes. So the Gemara is Akashe. So Benison, this is Yadayim Sheinah Mechichis. That means, I don't know, could be it's to him, could be it's to the Mishalach. Umakshin in Hosam, Lememre Desovo Shmuel, Yadayim Sheinah Mechichis, Avin Yadayim. Shmuel says, Reizu Mekodeshes, Kloima, Midakoma HaReizu Mekodeshes, Aval Gavdula Yomalin, it's not Muchach, Mitoich Lushoinoi, if he means Li, or Lemishalchi. So the Gemara says, I have a steer in Shmuel. Bosnan, ha'oimer aho harei ze nozer. The Mishnah, first Mishnah nozer says, if a person says, aho, I'm a Kabbalah on myself. Harei ze nozer. So the Kabbalah is that he becomes a nozer. Eye. Vavinem bo, so the Gemara asks, how do you know it means to be a nozer? Vidulma aho betainis koma. Maybe means eye betainis, he's mekabel tainis. That is mekabel naziris. Va'omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said in Mesechtes Nozik, shaya nozer oivel afono. The Mishnah is speaking about that he said the ano when a nozer was passing by, and then he said aho, so we see klo that the ho is, till now I didn't say the ho. As soon as the nozer passed by, he says aho, so we see that aho is to be a nozer. The mashmet, so it would seem from that gemara, the olav hochi, but if he wouldn't be nozer over the phone, havelu yadayim she'ein mechiches v'lehavin yadayim. I mean, that Shmuel in nozer asked this kasha, Dume betainis koma, and Shmuel had to say this to Kim, that's speaking about nozer over the phone. So the Gemara asks, Astir and Shmuel, and hear that Shmuel and nozer. In Shmuel and Kedushin says, Reit Mekadesh is a Reizu Mekadesh. So the Gemara asks, Astir and Shmuel. There he holds Yadayim Shemachichis Lei Havi Yadayim, and here he holds Havi Yadayim. Umeshani. So the Gemara answers a very good kasha. Ochi b'mayiskin in the omaloli. So Moses says, yes, he's a zichav to say that he said li. Alme. So the Ran says, from that Gemara we also see, Shmuel gufei svirelei, the yadayim shein mechiches lehavi yadayim. So we see klo. That's pshat in our Gemara, and I have enough in the Gemara. The ikil akshuyi. So now the Ran asks Akash, midamrine beper kol aget. Gabi masnisen, da hakoisev toifsei gitl. In a get, there's the toifes and the toiref. The toifes a get is the form of the get, which is similar in all gitn. It's not the ikroi shall get. That doesn't have to be written lishmo. So there's a standard form. The Teiref is the Iker Chelik of the Get, Shem Yish, Veisha, Vazman, Ered, Meteres, L'Chalodom. That is the Iker of the Get, and that has to be written Lishma. So now, the Ran asks Akash. We learned in the Mishnah, HaKoysev Toysvei Gitten, Tzorech Shiniach Mokim Yish, Veisha, Vazman. When you write the Teifes you can write without writing it lishmo, you don't have to know who it's going to be used for. But when it comes to the Teiref, the Shem Ha'isha, Ve'isha V'azman, which this is the Iker of the Get, from the Ikrim of the Get, you have to leave that over, because that can only be written lishmo. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, V'tzorech she'yaniach mokim ered muteres l'cholotam. You have to leave over something else also, which is me ikar aget. You have to leave over areyat muteres l'cholod. Ve'ilu, so now the Ran is sakasha, oh, I have something else that has to be left over. V'dein loy kama. He doesn't say you have to leave over v'dein. Alma l'shmul ay tzorich v'dein. Sasira nid v'dein. This is the Ran's kasha. That means he just had proven from Artem Ashmois, from Arsugir, and the Gemara in Kedushin, that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechichas Loi Havin Yadayim, and therefore, you need V'dayim. V'afal Pikein, Shmuel holds that you don't have to leave over the V'dayim by the get, so it seems you don't need V'dayim. Before we go further, I'd like to say over a Geshmake Teretz on this Kashe from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Rosh and the Chubis Klala Matei Simenhei brings down a Teretz from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, which I'd like to say over the Teretz. I'd like to say a beer on the Teretz. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says it's not fair. The kasha is not fair. Shmuel is talking about the din of lishmo. The din of lishmo, you have to leave over the shem vayish, vayisha, vazman, vareid meteres lecholodo. The din does not have to be written lishmo. That's Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, and therefore, you don't have to leave it over. You can write it in the get. Does not have to be written lishmo. Even though that is an ikir from the get, that is an ikir, without that the get is possible. So with what I'd like to explain, later I found, they bring back from Rabbi Avraham Yaffin that he says this yesod, that be'emison, in every get, there's two chalokim. There's a shtar. A get has to have a teira shtar. It's a sefer. Sefer means shtar. Sefer hamikne, sefer krisus. It's a. And then the divrei krisus shaboy has to be written lishmo. Because of lo sefer krisus, because of lo lishmo, is going on the krisus shaboy, in the chelik krisus. Obo the shtar does not have to be lishmo. The shtar has to be explicit and explain what's occurring. That's the chelik shtar. So therefore, it is very important to write in the shtar, the dein lehevi lechim. You know, we have to understand what's happening. That the gerishin is with the get, and he's the megarish. That's very important. And without that, it's a possible to get, 100%. But if it wasn't written, the chesorin is not in the krisus. The chesorin is in the chesorin is in the shtar. It's not a shtar. Lishmo is only in the Tzorech Krisus. So Memele, that is Lachayre, but Pshat and Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. But the Ran who asked this Kasha did not split the hair. The Ran held, since this is an intricate Chelik of the Get, so the Iker Chelke HaGet have to be written Lishmo. So the Ran had a Kasha. The Ran had a kash, the Ran did not hold this teretz. Why does Shmuel not say you have to leave over the day? That's the Ran's kash. So the Ran answers, the Yeshleima, the Dumish Shmuel Svirelei, the Filu Laman, the Yoma, Yodain Shemechiches, Loihavin Yodayim, Kabigite loitzorich v'dein, the belav v'dein havi mechiyach mishum dein odom megarish eisish chaveri k'demrina lekamon b'shmayt. The Gemara later will mention this word. Well, could be it's called mechiches. The ein odom megarish eisish chaveri. Forget as a einfallen as a zach that he's a shliach. Some made him a shliach. Beryl made him a shliach to get. Beryl made Moshe shliach that Beryl should get Moshe's wife. I mean, the whole thing is a little far-fetched. So my male in other megarish is chaveroi. So mistami he's not megarish her for from Beru, he's megarish her. So my male, and the Gemara mentions such a svara. So it could be that's how Shmuel holds. So lemaisa Shmuel kanod yadayim shem mechiches lehavi yadayim. But by Vedain, there's no chesona mechiches. Vedain havi mechiches. Teidaloch, abin yu araye, do hosn begdushin alo da hach de koma shmul hoima li isha reed me kodeshes, vechein begeirishin reed me gureshes, shoni lo oche vayeskinin da oma lo li. Kloima da oma lo reed me kodeshes li, vila gabi geirishin, lo ishon ele midi, favele lemeime begeirishin nami, da oma lo mimeni, The all problems only by Kedushin. By Kedushin, it's a legitimate suffix. Maybe he's a shliach for someone else. But by Gerishin, not the Megarish Eishes Chaveri, he's not a shliach. Not Beryl has an interest in getting his wife. The Chiyamrina Nosen, the Chaim Begerishin, Lavlin Yeliyam Imeni, comma, that means Shmuel is just telling us the proper lishonis. You have to be megarish her from you, and not be misalik yourself from her. The lishonis areani ishech or the eini ishech. These are possible lishonis. Inami yesh loimer, else we'll say a second teretz, the shmul afilu begerish inami svirle de boi doma mimeni. Vichi mishani hosam doma loli huadin begerish in doma mimeni. El de noket chodet, aini reish, abudin lesef. It could be shmul holds the that you have to say mimeni also. Bahai de loyoma hosam begitin betzorshin ich mokim vedein. He's going on a Mishnah. He doesn't know who this Mishnah is going according to. He's being moisav on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you have to leave over Shema Isha Veisha Aganusvi. You have to leave over something else also. Leave the Kulam. Red Matenis Lachalotam. But Vedain, I don't know. I can't say you have to leave over Vedain. And maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim. So therefore, Shmuel didn't speak about it. V'noket alibi de kulam, de tzor shni mokim, areyat muteres l'cholodo. V'udin de l'rabi Yehuda l'shmul gufi de sova lo kevosei, tzor shni achav mokim v'dei. But it's not kasha why Shmuel didn't mention him, because he's saying pshat na mishne, we did not want to get involved in this machlokes. So the Gemara asked on Shmuel, why did he zet sign on Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Oma rove masnisen keshise, lisni shani oichel v'shani toy, peish. V'yave toni ochi beloy loch, avi sheminon di yedain shem mechiches avin yedain. Then I would see that yedain shem mechiches avin yedain. The afal gab de kva oma mudrani mimcho. Even though he said mudrani mimcho, it's still yadayim sheni mechiches. The shvil olay lemasnus, the shvil olay shmul, the masnisen chodik toni, afilohochi shani oichel boloy loch yadayim shein mechiches nino. Dikalamei mahochi koma mudrani mimcho doloy meshtina badoch, iyachilna hayoim, oyad yoim ployni. Mishim, now. Let us just explain what Taran said. Modrani mimcho is a parve neder. It could mean modrani mimcho, I won't speak with you. Modrani mimcho can mean I won't eat by you. What does it mean? A safek hashoko, which means that's yidayim sheni mechiches. Now it says modrani mimcho shani yoichu. What does that mean? That matters. If modrani mimcho means that I won't speak to you, so shani yoichel means, if I'll eat. If I'm going to eat, then I won't speak with you. If Mudrani Mimcha means I won't eat by you, then Shani Yoichel is explaining what the Mudrani Mimcha. But since I have these two tzodim, and if you wouldn't say loch, you'd ask me, what neder did this person make? I'll tell you, truthfully, I cannot tell you. I don't know. Maybe made a neder on dibur, maybe made a neder on achila, shani oichel. If he made on dibur, shani oichel is a tnai, if alit. If he made on achila, so shani oichel is a pirish. I don't know. So if the Mishnah would hold that Yodayim she'ein moichich is having Yodayim, so the Mishnah sort of said, Madrani mimcha shani yoichel. Then I see Yodayim she'meichich is having Yodayim. If the Mishnah had to add another word, l'cho, shani yoichel l'cho, so l'cho, then we see already that this is a pirish on the mimcha. But Rani Mimcha, in what way am I mudra from you? Shani Eichel Mishalacha. I should need from you. So the Lacha makes it Yadayim Mechiches. And if the Mishnah held it important to write the Lacha, it's like, hey, the Mishnah Yadayim Shemechiches lehaven Yadayim. Now let us see the Lashon of the Ram. Shani oich beloy lecho yedaim sheni mechiches nina. Dika le meima hochi koma medrani mimcha deloy mishtina badach. I'm mudder from you, I won't speak with you. I achil na hayoim oyad yet loini. O mishim hochi tana vas nisan lecho, lashmina de taim edoma lecho, ha oma medrani mimcha shani oich beloy chal nidra klal. Avul yedaim sheni mechiches le havin yedaim. That means without the lecho, I still do not know what neder this person intends to make. Zotera, v'kaim olon kishmu, l'madrani mimcha l'chu dey lo mitzah. La'alocha we paskin like shmu. Hilkach, ho da omar rab yoisi b'rab chanina, mudrani loch shneyem asuri. Mudrani loch, midrani mimcha hu osa b'chavei remuta. So this is a member of Yesi Berab Chanine. So now, if we pass on like Shmuel, Mutrani Mimcha, Stamus Yidayim Shene Mechiches. The comma, Mutrani Lachom Meyachila. We have to say, he said one more word, Mutrani Lachom Meyachila. Hostome, Leimash, Medamaros, Adavu Yidayim Shene Mechiches, Lavi Yidayim, the Kamlon Kerov, Adamachi Besomov, Chimdas, Ramban Zal, Beruchoisa. Now let us see the Gemara further. Itma. We learned Amachloikis. Yodayim she'ein moichiches. Abaya oma havyin yodayim. Verova oma loy havyin yodayim. Oma rova. Rabbi Idi asberoli. Rabbi Idi was basber me by yodayim she'ein moichiches. Loy havi yodayim. Omakro, nozir lahazir lashem, makish yodis nezirus on nezires, ma nezires bahaflo, af yodis nezires bahaflo. Now, before we go into the drosha of Rav Idi, I'd just like to say someone once told me a very geschmackizach. Teitschwerter. Zarashi in Kedushin, Dafnun Aleph, Asborali, the Rashi explains what the translation of Asborali means. Hey, vineini, dovoze, shiachilni, lahovi, loiraya, mina Torah. He explained it to me that I could bring araya from the Torah. So from this lashon would seem as follows. I held all along, this is the din. But Yenny showed me that I could prove it from a pasuk in the Torah. That's a taich asberoli. And that's l'cheir pshat nagamor also. That means Abaya holds misvore, yadayim shein mechiches havin yadayim. Rava holds misvore, yadayim shein mechiches loy havi yadayim. That's a machloikis. Oma Rava, and Rava said, you know, Rab Idi asberoli, Oma Kro Rab Idi, So explain to me that I can bring a raya from a posik to what I held misvore. That yodayim shem mechiches loy haven yodayim. Now what's the raya? Man neziris paflo af yodayis paflo. Itma. Yodayim she'ein mechiches. Makish yodayis neziris von neziris. The yodayis Bachsmi, the Pasuk says, Ishki Yafli Linder Neder Nozil Ahazil Hashem. So, Hafli means Haflo. Haflo means it's clear, it's explicit. There's no doubts. So now let us see there. Makish Yodis and Zizla Naziris, the Yodis Melahazel Nafkalu, Yodis Melahazel Melahaz. Lel. And so live ishki yafli linder neder nozir is talking about naziris. Lahazir lashem is talking about yodis. Perish domrinin b'meseches nozir. The Gemara says a meseches nozir. Domar Rav Tarfon. The mi shero chaveiro v'omar hareini nozir imze nozir. A person is walking, and he sees walking towards him, he sees a man walking towards him with a growth of hair, and he knows him, that's Yankel. Yankel became a nose, and I should become a nose. Ah, it's a passage. So he said, but maybe he's a novel, I don't know why he's a nose, maybe he's a novel, I don't know, Chloe, why he's growing his hair. But he said, Areini nose, imze nose. If Yankel is a nose, I'm a nose. If he's not a nozer, I'm not a nozer. Now, before we go further, let's give him a questionnaire. Did you become a nozer? I don't know. I'll find out soon. But I'm just saying, if he's a nozer, I'm a kabbal disease. So Rav Tarfon says, "Hareini nozer imze nozer." V'lohike boi boisi shoshoy nozer. He didn't know clearly if he's a nozer or not. Af al pisha noida la acha mikan shu nozir, ein naziris chol olam. So Rav Tarfon says he's not a nozir. Mishum de beidne de ka nozir beinin haflo velek. That when you're mekabel in naziris, you have to know clearly what you're getting into. You have to know clearly you're becoming a nozir. You cannot be mekabel naziris anasofik. That's ish ki yafli. There's to be clear, Linda Nadel Nozel. If you are, you have to know Chloe Mekabel Naziris. Umishem Hochi Amrinen, Ma Naziris Baflo, the Haino Hacha Flo de Kamrinen, that he has to know Chloe Mekabel Naziris. Now we're Makish Lahazir Af Yodois Naziris Baflo. So the Ran says, what does that mean? Vlam Mahacha Flo Gufi Kamrinen. It doesn't mean that you need the same aflo. That means if Yankel was coming, he said, aha! So you need also, yes, to know that Yankel is a nozer. The ochi kolomoli, mechitese kadaitin, vadifa yodis, nazirs, and nazirs gufe. Yodis needs aflo does not mean that Bishasi says the yad, he has to become a vade nozer. Ela aflo achiti kamrinin. By the aflo of yodis, it means something else. The shaychi be yodis. The aflo of yodis has to be vahainu. Shia yodis mufloim umufurosh. That the yodis have to be mufla mufush. Umiyu. So that's pshat. So that means Rav Tarfon said, the Gemara that Rav Idi explained, Rove, according to Rav Tarfon, that Rav Tarfon says, Ish ki yafle linder neder nozer means that the Kabbalah's Naziris has to be clear-cut. You have to know Chloe being Mekabal Naziris. So Rav Idi said, but now it says Lahazer. The Yodos, which were Mazer from Lahazer, has to have the same mile that Kabbalah's Naziris has to have. Just like Kabbalah's Naziris has to be clear-cut, the Yad, which is pointing to your Kabbalah's Naziris, also has to be clear-cut, that you mean to make yourself a Nozer, and it shouldn't be a vague Yad. It should be a clear-cut Yad. So Ravidi told Rove, that Hakel, your Yesod is Muchach in the post. Now, this din that you need Neziris Bahaflo is a Machloikis Chaptafen in the Chachom. The Chachomim hold, they disagree with Chaptafen. The Chachomim holds of a person says, if Yankel is a Nozir, I'm also become a Nozir. And he didn't know if he's a Nozir or not. Yankel comes, hears from here, Nozir, yeah. So the din is that he becomes a Nozir. There's no such din that the Kabbalah's Naziris has to be clear-cut. That is what the Chachamim hold. So now the Ran says as follows. Umiyu l'Rabbonon de pligi hosim alei de Rav Tarfen, according to the Rabbonon, who are chaylik on Rav Tarfen, v'omri, and they hold the Naziris loiboy yaflo, like Akesha. Then there's no Hekesh, it can't be Makesh, Yoda is Naziris to Naziris, because Naziris alone doesn't need a flow. El a flow gufa dechsivi, but Naziris lo Yoda is bechudosi, the boy a flow. So according to the Chachomim, the Ishki Yafli is going on the Lahazir, that the Yad has to be a mufla dike, yeah, the Chimakish. That what Rav Idi said, that you can learn out Yoda is Yodai Mechichais, from the Hekish, Mishum Rabbi Tarfen Nokitle, because Rabbi Tarfen uses the Aflo for the Kabbalah's Naziris. The Avalgam, the Lidi, the Aflo, Beyodis, Leiksi, the Osime Keisha. That is Pshat. But according to the Chachomim, it's Poshit without the Hekish. Let's go further. Zok to Gemara weiter. So we hear here, Machloik is Abaye Verove, Yodayim She'ena Mochiches, Havi Yodayim, Le Havi Yodayim. Fregt the Gemore, Leime Beplukte der Rab Yehude Verabonan Kemiflegi. Lochere, this Machloik is Abaye Verove, is a Machloik is Tanoi. That Rove says, Le Havi Yodayim, he holds like Rab Yehude, Abaye says, Havi Yodayim, he holds like the Chachomim. This now, we learned, Gufay shall get, Reat Muteris Lachalodom, Rabbi Yudayim, Vdein Devi Lachim, Minoy Sefer Teichon, Veget Peturin, Veger Shvukim. So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says, Abaye, Doma Kerabona, Verova Doma Kerab Yude. Omer Lacho Abaye, Ano Domi Afil Rabbi Yude. No, I hold Yudayim Shemechichas Havi Yudayim, and I hold like Rabbi Yudos. At kan loy koma Rab Yehuda beinen yedayim mechiches elo gabi get. Only by get he holds you need yedayim mechiches, the beinon krisos veleko avo ba'alme mishamet loy. Now here, Abaye mentions a svore that get is different from kolatere kula. Because get ba'inon krisos. Now, what does this mean, get ba'inon krisos? Dachsech mer, pshat in this gemore is a Rabbi Kiveger in Mishnayis and Mesechtes Peye, in Teisus Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, Peri Gimel, Islamites. Rabbi Kiveger says that Krisus, the beget boy Krisus muchach, the loy yehei nidnud sofik. This is a lashon of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is talking about another case, but let's not go into the case. But Rabbi Kiveger says that by get, you need krisus muchach. That means, sefer krisus, that means as follows. When you look at the get, you have to realize and have to be nisbarer to you that this woman is severed, is upgehack from her husband. Now, if you look at this get And you'll say, did he give her a get? Is she a get? Well, I'll say, well, it could be this is a get, could be this is not a get. So, besides all the could be's, it's zicha not a get. Because that's a chesorin in the mouth from Krisus. Krisus means that the safe or the safe alone, you have to see clearly on any tzdodim and pikpukim that it's a, that she's upgeschnitten from him, that she's cut off from him. And if not, that's a chesorin in Krisus. So Abaye is coming to tell us, that Emerson, everyone holds, b'chola teire kula, yadayim shen mechiches having yadayim, like me. Rabbi Yehuda held by get this a special halacha of krisus, that you have to have, that there should be no pikpukim and any sfeikis in the get. You have to know claw that he's the Megarish. You have to know claw that the Gerish is with the get, not the piv. You have to know all these things. And therefore, it has to be written in the get. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds, but that's what Abaye says. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds by Gerishin, Yadayim Shemichich Slahavi Yadayim, because the krisus being the lekko. This is a chesaron in krisus, and that's a machloikis. The chachamim disagree with him. The chachamim, there's no chesaron in krisus. The al kaponim could be that is pshat in what Abaye is saying. The rov omar, abo ba'omim mishamet le, but all over. So then, yam shem mechiches could be is also good. I don't like the Rabbonim. Ad kan leikomri Rabbonim lebinim yedayin mechichais. When did the Rabbonim say that you don't need yedayin mechichais elagabi get? Dein odom megarish es eishes chaveri. Avo ba'alme mishametlu. And Rava says, no, but forget, everyone holds Yadayim Shemechiches is no good. But over there, it's good because they know the Megarishes Eishes Chavere. That means it's no Sophic, it's nothing what to think about. So therefore the Chachomim hold, you don't need Minoy. Here the most plain if why you don't need Minoy. Now let us see the Ram. Zoktera. So Ran says, "V'rov amaloch, ad kan lo kamri rabona lebin yedayim mechiches ala gabi get, v'nod a megarish eishes chaveira." Now this lotion is a little modern. The rabot lochere, the rabbonon holds that he has yedayim mechiches. That's the vote. Not at kan lo kam rabbonu loy bina yedayim mechiches ala gabi get and I go other megar sheishes chaveiro. So lachayre the lashon of the gemara is not clear. Not that they hold you don't need yedayim mechiches. It is yedayim mechiches because it's other megar sheishes chaveiro. Haraj bezal shibesh lashon zeh. The Rashba said the Loshen is unclear. Not the Rabbonin hold here, the Leibini Yedai Mechiches. Here it is Yedai Mechiches, because another Megarish Eishes Chavere. For Oma the Leidayik, the Rav Leikoma the Leiliboy Rabboni Yedai Mechiches, forget, everyone knows you need Yedai Mechiches. El the Kasavri, the Hanach Yedai, and beget Mechiches Nino. That it is Yedayim Mechiches. Why? Mishum denod the Megarish Eishes Chaveir. So the Rashba is Meshabesh the Girsh. Veli Osi Shaper. The Vadai are Yedayim Ba'atzmon Eina Mechiches. He says, no. If you look at the Loshen I get, it's Eina Mechiches. Lefisha Loshen Eina Mechich. Shehu HaMegarish. Hu Megarish. Veli Osi Shaper. So the Ran says, I don't have problems with this Lashon. The Vade Yedayim Ba'atzmam Einei Mechiches. The Yedayim Alor Einei Mechiches. Fisha Lashon Einei Mechiech Shehu Megarsh. Ela She'inyin Mechiech Mitzadatz Meshu Megarsh. Not the Lashon is Mechiech, the Inyin is Mechiech. Bishim den odem megarish eishes chaveiro. Olefichoch. Afo pi shaloshen eini mechiyach mahani ve'en l'shabish asfor. So that means, fakelt. Here it's yedayim she'ene mechiches. But it's good because the Indian is mechiyach den in odem megarish eishes chaveiro. Now, I'd like to mention two things here. One thing, I'd like to mention a very pertinent question that the Rashba asks. We have here, we see in our Gemara, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon, they have to say Minoy. They have to say Minoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to say Minoy. Chamsi don't. Either Yedayim Shemechiches Havi Yedayim, or another Megarish Eishes Chavere. He's the Megarish. Fine. Frek the Rashba, he's in the Megarish. Because it's necessary in the get to write the shame of Ish Vaisha. That's we said Tzorshinir shame of Ish Vaisha Vazman. So if he's writing his name in the get, so Al Kochoch, he's the Megarish. That falls into the Seder Aget, that he's the Isha and she's the Isha. So Kochi is Megarish. So what's the Shiloh over here? This Kasha the Rashba asks. The Rashba says a very interesting teretz. The Rashba says that the Emerson, I would think as follows. He's talking the Megarish, the Dibble. Now, we mentioned before, when he gives her the get, he says, he's Megarish HaBedibo. This chelik of the get, that says that he's the husband and she's the wife, that's a shtar raya on my gerish. That means I was Megarish HaBedibo, I'm giving a right that I was Megarish. I'll never be Megarish with a shtar. I'm Megarish Papa. By me, a vote is a vote. I don't have to write down. When I do something, a vote is a vote. So Memele, I was Megarish Ubedibo in the first half of the get that mentions my name and your name, that's a shtaray, that I was Megarish Ubedibo. The second half of the get, right, Metersel Cholodom, that Beryl wanted to give you this get, I'm a shliach for Beryl. Al Kaponim, that's how the Rashba explains, we could have a Havamine, if it doesn't say in the get, Minoi, So the get is not Minoy. The name is Ashtaraya on my Gerish and Bedibo, and the get, and the rest of the get is a get from Beryl. That's why, unless you say Yedayim Shemechiches Havi Yedayim, or another Megarish Eishes Chaver. I'd like to mention one more in you. We had learned before in the Ran that Areyat Mukadeshes, do you have to say Li? But don't you have to say Li? It's totally if you hold Yadayim Shem Mechiches, having Yadayim, or Loi having Yadayim. If you hold Loi having Yadayim, you have to say Li. Now the Marit Klaus HaShayla, what is the din if Aisha was a mishudachas to Anish? They made shidduchim. Now, so they made a shidduch. They made tnoim. Tnoim is an eretz tzach. Let's be megashim dinyan in it. Tnoim in there. If we'll break it up, big things. Knossos and everything. Fine, they wrote tonight. Now, when it comes to the Kedushin, he says, Arayit Mekadeshes. He didn't say Li. So the Marit has a tshuva, is this good or no good? So the Marit says, it's no good. Mishum, the chol loshen, this is the loshen of the Marit, she'ein moichiyach mitoichoi. If from the loshen, you don't see Arayit Mekadeshes, you don't see from the loshen that he's marrying her to him. Even though I have another hechacha, he means to marry her to himself because this knoyim in those. Loi mikri yadayim echiches. That's what he says. And he brings a raya from Aran. Aran says, als ein Odom megarish eishes chaveroi. So Aran says, that's not called Yudayim Mechiches. It's Yudayim Sheinem Mechiches. Because that's Yudayim Reinem Mechiches. So Memela, so it's no good. The Marit says it's no good, and he brings a ray from Aran, because Aran calls this Yadayim Sheinem Mechiches. So the Avnemiluim asks, but the Ran says it's good. I mean, the Ran says, call whatever you want, call it Yadayim Sheinem Mechiches. But the Ran says, Lemaise, afilo according to Rove, that holds Yadayim Sheinem Mechiches, loy have Yadayim. But if I have a hechacha min atzad in odom megarish eishes chaveri, so it's good. You don't need me noi. So it's good. Call it whatever you want, but it's good. So how could it be no good by Kedusha? This kasha, Bavne Miluyim asks, the Marit. He says, the Marit said, if a person was mekadish ha-meshedachas, he didn't say li, so since it's not muchach mitoich haloshen, even though I have a zaitika heichoche that he means li, she's not mekudish, he brings a ray from Aran, that Aran calls it yadayim sheinem mechiches. Davne Biluim asks that the Ran says verkehrt, the Ran says that lemaise, it's Yadayim Sheinem Mechiches, but it is good. This is the kasha that Nimuluim asks on the Ran. And the Marit. Okay. I wanted to say a shtickle peretz on this kasha, to end for the Marit. I wanted to say as follows. Baruch Ber says in Masechtes Kedushin, we see that we'll have later in the Dorim also, the dibur of the Kedushin is a chelik of the Maisa Kedushin. That means that you give over a tabas and she's mekudish, the tabas is the chelik akinyin, but the dibur, Arei at mekodeshesli is a chelik of the Maisa Kedushin. That means that's a chelik of the kich of the issues. Now, Rabbi Ber says a yisod. The Gemara says, Hoyu medabrim imo aliske git mekodushin. What if before they were talking, there was some of them talking, Abim saw this, be a good thing, I get married, very good thing, we'll get married. They're talking, Al Iske Kedushin, we're gonna get married, it's a good thing, and thus. And then, he goes and gives her a ring. So the Gemara says that she's Mekodeshes. So there was really no dibur of Kedushin. There was an umdene that, some of them talking about Kedushin, I give us a ring, but some of that's pshat. So you see, you don't need a dibbo. So Rabbi Ber says, you can be mekadosh two ways. You can be mekadosh with an umdene. Umdene is also good. Or you can be mekadosh with a dibbo. That means There are two oifanim how to make the nesines kesef kedushin kedushin. Either with a dibbo, and it matters what his intention was. If he wants to be mekadosh with dibbo, you need dibbo. You can't make umdaneh. If you want to mekadosh with umdaneh, so it's umdaneh, fine. But one of the two. But the two distinct oifanim, either dibbo or umdaneh. So I think that is pshat in the Marit. The Marit held like this. The Ran told us, that does not make is yadayim mechichos. That means, now let's explain. If a person says, aho, in nozeroivilafonov, there the mice speaks for itself. That's a taicha, aho nozer. That means someone walks in front of him, he says, aho, there this action, the oivilafonov and the aho spell out aho nozer. So that's called, I'm saying aho nozer. But let's say, in other megarish, eishes chaveire is an umdene. There's no such thing. People don't do such things. But that doesn't make the loshen minoi. Doesn't make the loshen minoi. But I can assume in other megarish eishes chaveire. So memela zazay. When it comes to get the Ran holds, so since in other megarish eishes chaveire, it's not necessary to speak about this. So that means this is not an intricate chelik of the nusach haget because ain't other megarish eishes chaveire. Not that it was spoken about because it's yadayim shein mechiches, but it's not necessary to speak about. That's why it's good. That's what the Ran said. But by kiddushin, the Marit says that you have to speak. If you want to be mekadosh bedibur, you have to speak. Speak, you didn't speak. He means he wants to be mekadosh her to him because she's his meshadachas. Please. That is not a dibur. You can't be mitzarev this eichochet study to make it leap. That's what the Marit is saying. That means the Marit brought Aran. Aran said that this zaitike oichoche cannot make it yadayim mechichos. That's another megarish eishes chaveire is a klal stamos. Another megarish eishes chaveire. But that does not make it that the loshen of the get is telling me that he's megarish. But I don't need the get to tell me that he's megarish because why should I think differently? Another megarish eishes chaveire. So it's not important that this fact should be written in the get, but the fact is that it's not written in the get. So memela, when it comes to getting, Rav said, according to the Chacham, you don't have to write minoi because this fact is not necessary to be written. Because who would call him fakel? So memela. So even though it's yodayim she'ena machiches, from the lashon of the get, I don't have a chacha that it's minoi, but it's not necessary to be mevara this in the get. That is what the Ran says over here. The Marit is talking about where he said, Arayat Mekudeshes. So there we mentioned from Rav Borber, there you need Dibur. The Dibur is a chelik of the Maisekich of the issues. The Dibur that he said was not a complete Dibur. Arayat Mekudeshes did not explain who he's being Mekadesha to. So you're telling me, but I know he's Mekadesha to because he didn't make Shiduchin. That's very good. So that the Marit brings a ray from the Ran. Knowing will not make it a loshen. It's still called Yadayim Shein Mechichais.